attention. Continue to talk to God.
Father God, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, once again. It is our privilege and it is our pleasure and it is our blessing, Lord, for us to be together in this hour in your church. Thank you for the word that you prepare for us today. Lord, anoint me by your Spirit. Hide me behind your cross. Give all of us the attentive ears to hear your word and be blessed your word. Let your word has its purpose in every one of our life. Thank you for accepting our prayers. In Jesus' precious name we offer this prayer. Amen. Please take your seat. Praise the Lord. Once again, I bring greetings to each and every one of you on behalf of the leadership. And as I said that, it's my pleasure to stand before you to share God's word. And before I start the word, let me ask you one question. How many of you think that obedience is difficult? We know the promise of this year, and the theme of this year, what? I expect one voice, everybody. Obedience. How many of you think that it is easy? How many of you think that it is difficult? Is it difficult? That is fine. Very good answer. Honest answer. God bless you. At the same time, God will help us. That's why the theme of the message is how to make obedience easy. Now you understand. How to make obedience easy. Christian life begins with obedience to the gospel. That confirms by 1 Peter 4:17. 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?" All of us, we know. Recently, we celebrated Christmas, the birth of Christ. We are not sick to there. But we know many things about him. More than all, he is going to come. He is not going to come just to take us to be with him. After that, what is that? We cannot joy enter. There will be a judgment. How many of you believe that judgment is there? It is for everybody. Whether you believe it or not, you accept it or not, judgment is there. The scripture says, the judgment will take place from here. We are God's children. If it is takes place from here, that was the question. That will be end of those. So here, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? So that's why unbelievers are called children of disobedience. Ephesians 2:2 says it. So always the devil comes and makes the people happy, those who are thinking that or having a confusion how difficult it is to obey the word, obey the gospel. And here always he says that His expectations are too demanding. God is expecting, he says, to people of the world, the expectation of God is very much. And his commandments are too difficult to follow. Devil lies us. At the same time, the scripture says the truth. It is the most difficult for children of the world, but for us, it is more delightsome. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 and 30, we know that. John, he said, God's commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5, 3b says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are what? You complete it. Not burdensome. His commandments are not burdensome. So in fact, Christ has raised it that some of the things, why it is not burdensome, and why the people think that it is hard. What is the Old Testament says and what is the New Testament says? Let us compare that. In fact, the adultery, about adultery, with a lustful look. Matthew 27 to 28, if you read about it, he says that you shall not commit adultery. But New Testament, whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Lustful look is an adultery. That is in our heart. About murder and angering. That is in Matthew 21 to 25, verses 21 to 22. It's a big one. Just I will make it. It is in what it says, you shall not murder. Old Testament commandments. And what it says, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. We started with, the judgment is for everybody. So those who are murdered will be in danger of judgment. What the New Testament says, I say to you, 22, verse 22, I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be a danger of judgment. Added to that. And whoever says to his brother, Echa, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. See the dangers? I do not know now, before knowing Christ, sometimes even parents used to tell to punish and correct the children, you fool. In the working place, very often we hear it, you fool. And that person is fool. No. What the Bible says, as a Christian, we should not use that. As a believers, you are not supposed to use that. What the Bible says, it will be a danger of hellfire. Further, but God in Christ gives us the grace to obey him. So in other words, obedience is now made easy. How is it? It is God who made it and gave us grace through his son Jesus Christ for all of us. In that way, obedience is easy. I did not hear any amen for that. Is it not exciting you? There are many things behind us, around us, to curse us, to push us towards the hellfire. But the God's grace is there for us and made us to obey Him easy. Obedient is easy. Amen. Amen. That's right. So here, there are seven factors from book of Hebrews that we are going to look into. So here, we can say that it is a call to obedience. Hebrews 1:1. God, who at various times in various ways spoke in time past of the fathers by the prophets. God spoke. Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, pay attention. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. We should not drift away. Let us go quickly, as much as possible. What are the seven factors which God make obedience easy? Number one, faith. If we trust someone, it becomes easy for us to do what that person proposes us to do. How many of you agree on that? Yeah, our new year started with how obedience is, and obedience, what is the basic, why we should obey, where it started, where it is end, and how important it is. It is just between life and death. So that much important obedience is for everybody, but for us, it is much more emphasized through this word. People, those who do not heard about the word of God, is different. But for us, enough word, we heard, the word is in our hand. More than that, the word is in our hearts. If we say, if you believe, say amen. Amen. Even that time I gave an example of Abraham. Hebrews 11:8. He trusted God as a friend. What did I say? Mentioned this last time in the first week and the New Year message about Abraham. What did I say? He is known for what? He is known for what? Forget about the New Year message. You tell me. What do you know about Abraham? Father of faith. Good. Then? That is today. What did I say there? What made him to obey God? He loved God so much. The basic what I said was love. If you love somebody, definitely you will obey. Today, message is, this part is, if you trust somebody, you will obey. Do you know the differences? Many ways you can look at it, many lessons we can learn from Abraham. He is a father of faith. True. He loved God that made him to obey God, to sacrifice his only son. Today, God made him that the gospel of not only the New Testament, even the epistles confirms that he is a friend of God. You can imagine the love and the relationship between Abraham and God. So in that case, Abraham, Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith, Abraham obeyed. James 2:23 says the last part, and he was called the friend of God. How many of you like to hear from people or from God, "You are my friend"? Is it not exciting? God has to say, or people has to say, from your way of your relationship with God, He is the friend of God. It is very, very wide to explain and express what is the relationship in all the relationships of this world. I believe personally, the highest is the friendship. We should develop that kind of relationship with our God. How many of you want it? Believe it. Very few. Because I think, sorry to say this, I think, I may be wrong, some of you think that it is difficult. I will say you, this message will confirm you, it is not difficult. All of us will be become the friend of God. Amen. Everybody will say, "He is the friend of God." In future, let us believe and expect we are His friends. Amen? The friendship relationship is very, very intimate. None can separate us. Okay, let's move on. Even Jesus came to show the friendship. Luke 7:3-44 says, when he was dining with the sinners, he was called, he is a friend of sinners. At the same time, John 15:15b says, he is a friend of saints. Who are the saints? The disciples. So he himself said, "I have called you friends." We are all disciples. We are all followers. We are all children of God. So most of us are a servant of God. There are many names added to us as a degree. Started from a child of God. But if you are a true believer, if you are a true follower, if you are a true disciple, God will say, "You are my friend." You accept it or not, God will say, Jesus said to his disciple, "You are my friends." Are you a friend of God? So in that case, so easy, you know that. So God's commandments comes to us through his word. And we have to believe. They could not. So here, when God's word comes to us from the beginning, he was speaking and speaking from the prophet as we started with. Even till today, he is the same. He keeps speaking. Learn to obey God is hearing God's word and commandments, obeying God's word and hearing and obeying God's word, and it is possible. Hebrews 3:13-19, I'm not reading that, I'll move on. For an example about Mary, Luke 1:38, Abigail, can you read it?
Luke 1:38, "Be it to me according to your word."
Yes. When the word came to her, what she said it? "Let it be to me according to your word." That is the expression of her faith and confession. What she heard? The word from whom? What she said, what's her response? "Let it be according to your word." Peter, we know about his experiences. There are a big message on him. There are many things about him. When he was on the seashore, God has came and he asked him to chosen his boat and asked him to push it towards the sea, little inside, and he preached. After he preaching, he said that, what did he say? to return as a reward for him. What did he say? Go into the water and put your net deep into the water. And what was the response of Peter? Master, we have toiled at all night and caught nothing. The true confession of inability. But this is important. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let it down the net. See the obedience. Nevertheless, I'm an experienced person in fishing. But Jesus is, after all, for him, he is a carpenter. He knows nothing about fishing. But I'm excellent fishing. But he didn't say that. He said, I toiled. Accepting the inabilities. Believing in God. Obeying in God's word made him blessed. Hello? Made him blessed. Not only him, all his colleagues, those who are besides, he called all of them. When God blesses, God will bless you like that. Whatever you think that God has blessed you by your obedience is not for you. Through you, all will be blessed. Through Abraham, all are blessed. All the nations are blessed. That was the promise. How it has happened? Obedience. So Jesus also in his time, many things happen, and these are all the few things. So that's why Bible says, this faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. Abigail?
Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
Yes. So hearing the message of Christ gives us what? Makes us easy and leads us to obey, and consequences is the blessings. So it is easy. So many of you believe that obedience is easy. By what? Right. Secondly, fear. Hebrews 11:7. If you go on, it says that there are many things. Either the so many names of the who are all obeyed. But it starts for many examples. Noah feared God and he obeyed him to build an ark. But at the same time, fear means there are two types of fear. One is negative, another is a positive. So negative fear, what is the negative fear? Fear leads to punishment, the consequences. The positive fear is fear for the person, the reverence. Sometime back when I was preparing the New Year message also, I was thinking. And I do not know whether I mentioned it or not. Even between us or among the family, if we are doing something or towards husband or towards wife, and it is not only pleases him, it is a commandment of God, and husbands love your wife, and a wife submit to your husband. And in that case, most of the family, the relationship are intact. And some of them having some conflict. And why the conflict is? Not accepting what one person says. But what will match? The love. If the love is the same, Christ is the center, love is there, that will compromise and keep the intact, maintain to intact relationship between them. Just out of it. Sometimes, if a husband do everything, listens to wife, the world will say, in this house, she is the head and he is just following. Sometimes it is vice versa. Whatever it is, the point is, why I should do just out of it? Why I should do whatever my wife says? Tell me. In relation to this subject. That's it. Whatever she likes, I will do. Whatever she don't like, I will not do. In that way, it is not I surrendered, it is a love. It is a true love. How many of you believe it or accept it? Say amen. Amen. So that has to be maintained. And it doesn't mean we are surrender. Because we do, because we love. And in the same way, as I presented, Abraham loved and he obeyed. Jesus loved, he himself obeyed to the Father. And we as his children, God expects all of us, more than everything, love him, that will lead you to obey his commandments. Amen? As it is started from God and Adam, what it was said, the condition, you will die. And the parents or children, they will say, they will take, just to correct them, I will strike you. Teachers between, relation between the teachers and students, it's a punishment. You will fail you. So these are all the negative one. Proverbs 3, 7b. Fear God and depart from evil. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. The conclusion of the whole matter. Abigail, can you read it? Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14.
Ecclesiastes 12, 13 to 14. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
Thank you. So, further, if you go through the corruption and evil in individual and national lives are basically due to lack of fear of God. Whatever happens around us, the corruptions, whether it is in individual life or in the national wise, basically it is lack of fear of God. And it happened even with Abraham, with Amalek, in relation to Sarah. Genesis 20:10 says that. And why he has done that, even you also ask. Abraham said, verse 11, because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, that they will kill me on account of my wife. Abraham said that to Abimelech. Another example is Hebrews 4:13. And we must know that nothing can be hidden from God. God knows everything. We believe that God knows everything means it is not only a good thing, even the bad thing, God knows it. So in that case, God knows where we are, what we are, how we are doing. All things are God knows. The example here is about, we can say, Joseph, how he escaped from committing sin in Potiphar's house. He had that in mind. He believed that. So that's why the scripture says that when you are in darkness, God can see you in the light. When I was wearing this glass, that came to my mind. Just vice versa. You might be thinking, why am I wearing this dark glasses? For you, I am in dark. For me, you are more light. To cover it, I have this. Because I got operated this eye, that's why this light is so bright. When I'm wearing this, believe me, that scripture reminded me. God said, when you are in darkness, darkness is always the sign of committing sin. All the lustful things will happen in darkness. And that's why in the beginning itself, God, when God created, let there be light. After that, the rest of the things were created. But when I'm wearing this, people should, may think somebody, why is wearing a dark glass? So, for you I am in dark, for me I am, you are in the light. So we are the children of the light. We are the children of the light. Disobedient people are called the children of disobedient. Those who are in the darkness are called the children of the disobedient. But that also you have to say yes. Why? We are in the light. We should boldly say, those who are not the disobedient are the children of darkness. You are not ready to accept it. I cannot help you. Only God can help you. Because God is gracious and merciful. Amen. Every disobedient will be punished. Hebrews 2:2. And let me move the positive fear. What is the positive fear? Understanding who commands us. Who tells us. If you know who commands you, definitely it will lead you to obey him. What God says, Exodus 20 verse 2, he says, I am your God. When he was giving the 10 commandments, he said, I am your God. Hello? If God says, I am your God, what is expected? We are expected to obey all the commandments. If you know him, it is from God. Be prepared to obey him. In that way, that is the positive thing. Exodus 2:20. And Peter, he said, if it is you, Lord, command me to come walking on the water. Matthew 14:25 says, when there are different situations in Jesus' and disciples' life. Sometimes Jesus allowed them to go alone in the sea, into the sea. Sometimes he is along with them. Different experiences they had. So one of the instances when he was inside, when they are toiling, and he walked towards them, and he get into the boat, but he said, If it is you, what did he say? Yeah, he said, if it is you, Lord, command me to come walking on the water. When he saw Jesus walking on the water from the boat, he said, if it is you, ask me, I will also come. So that much it is. So in that case, who is commanding? Who is calling? Who is telling? If you know that, it will make you easy to obey. There are so many examples, illustration, but there's no time for it. Third facts itself. Often we are told that we must obey God blindly. How many heard that? We have to obey God blindly. How many of you heard that? Can I see your hands? We heard it, but it is not right. And why our obedience must be implicit, immediate, and also intelligent. Therefore, 3:5-7 says, harden not and be obey. Hebrews 3:5-8, if you read it, there's no time, but I will read only the last 7 and 8. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice. Verse 8, What says? Do not harden your heart as the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness. We should not be a rebellion. We are children of obedient. Amen? So Moses, as a servant, he obeyed. Jesus, as a son of God, he obeyed. There are a classic example. So let us understand that Christ is our King. We obey Him as His citizens. Christ is our captain. Captain of the host is? Captain of the host is? One voice. Jesus! I expect that, but some of you are so reluctant, so relaxed, and comfortably sitting, not coming along with me what I'm saying, or not understanding it. There is a song very often we used to sing, our captain of the host is Jesus. Jesus, that's right. So Christ is our captain. We are soldiers. Yeah, obedient soldiers. Amen. Christ is our Lord and our Master. We obey Him as His disciples and as His servant. Most of you may not accept that you are not a servant by your position. But Bible says you are the children. You are expected to, disciples, and we are expected to obey. And Christ is the head. We are the organs of His body. This is the body of Christ. He is the head. We are, every member sitting here, the parts of the body. Whether you are inside the body or outside the body. Whether you are visible or invisible. But you are the parts of the body of Christ. Ayyo. What a sad thing it is. It should excite you. You are the parts of the body, I said. Whether it is you are inside or outside the body. But you are the body of Christ. Amen. Part of body of Christ. Sorry. Christ is our teacher. We are His students. Christ is our shepherd. We are His sheep. Amen. So Psalm 95:78. He is our God. We are the people of His pasture. The sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice. Verse 8. Do not harden your heart. It goes on. We'll move to the next point. That is fellowship. Why the fellowship become easier? So Hebrews 3:12-15. If we go through it, it will tell us. Exhort one another daily. Exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. Verse 15 said that today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your heart in the rebellion. Help and support from others to make obedience easy. God gave Eve to Adam immediately after He gave him the commandments as a helper. As a helper to one another. God gave commandments. Then He gave the wife a suitable partner so that they will help one another to obey God. But it happens an opposite. And in fact, there was no other woman at all. The companionship was mainly to help him obey God and resist Satan. But they are failed. Sarah helped Abraham to obey God. Parents help his children to obey. And youth need fellowship for receiving admonitions from the elders. And it goes on. But 4:3 says, better a poor and wise youth than an old and foolish king who will be admonished no more. Fifthly, forerunners. There are examples for us as a forerunners. It is not only for us today, it came to us, this word. There are people before us. Obedient is taught as well as caught. Jesus is the supreme example of obedience. Hebrews 3:1-2 says, 1-2, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. Romans 5:19 says, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Who is that one? Amen. Now you are with me. So, we'll move on. There are some forerunners. Quickly I will make it. Other forerunners. Noah obeyed God. Amidst mockers were there. All the time. Abraham obeyed God, leaving his comfort. Joseph obeyed God against the attractions or allurements. Moses obeyed God against affluence or prosperity. Daniel obeyed God against the threats. The disciples obeyed God amidst persecutions. Finally, clouds of witnesses are there in Hebrews 12:1 says that. Amen? Quickly. Very quickly. And failures. There are failures, and failures not a sign of disobedience. No failure is, there is no one without a failure in the world. No failure is final. Failures can be used redemptively to learn obedience. Why God allows failures or chastens us, Hebrews 12:9 says, furthermore, we have heard human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? It was not a failure. It is a suffering. So Psalmist says his testimony. 119, 67, 71, all these things. So, if we don't learn from failures, we are only learning to fail. Remember this statement. If you don't learn from failures to obey God, we are only learning to fail. So disadvantages. In Abraham Lincoln's life, what are the failures? At last, he became a president of U.S. And finally, there are futures. It will help us and to obey God. What God has promised to those who obey him is greatest motivation and obedience. Amen? And I'll conclude that with the last word because of the time. And Deuteronomy, and actually the classic examples, Matthew 7:24-25, the scriptures are there for you. And Deuteronomy 28:13 says, what it says? Can you read together? And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Amen? As a conclusion, obedience in Tamil language says the first step. That is the lowest step of a ladder or a stair. You cannot climb further steps or reach the final step without the first step. As a Christian, what is the first step? Obedience. If you are climbing on the ladder, remember, whenever you see the ladder, whenever you are going through steps to anybody's house or your own house, when you step first step, oh, this is obedience. You should remember. Even from there to here, if you step, obedience. Let us remember how important as well as how much easy that is, because we are under grace. Grace is given to obey God. Amen? Do you know the factors? Yes. Let us close with this. God bless you. We'll go for the next session of the service. Now it's a time for us to go to the Lord in prayer.
Let's lift up our voices to praise this God who has redeemed yours and my life from the pit of destruction. He has made obedience easy. And this communion is yet another way God is reminding us of how He has redeemed yours and my life from failures. Failures make obedience easy when we learn from them. And one thing that communion shows is how God Himself came down to redeem yours and my life from failures. And He has equipped us today once again to obey Him. He has shown us, He has once again reminded us, as we have partaken of the elements, we are proclaiming of His coming. We are looking forward. We are looking to the future of His return. And as we have prepared our hearts before Him, let's surrender ourselves once again afresh to Him and say, Lord, just as I sang, I bring my heart to You. You are a great King. Just as we heard in the beginning, you are God who's a great King above all gods. And to this King, Lord, all that we can bring is our heart surrendered. So once again, as we lay ourselves before You, O God, as I have come before You, empower us afresh by the power of Your Spirit in us to live a life that is worthy of the call that You have placed upon us. You have called us Your friends, O Lord God. Thank You for the privilege of that relationship. Help us to walk in that obedience from this time forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank You for Your Son, through whom You have spoken to us yet again. Lord, even as He has emptied Himself here, Father, I pray You will replenish Him multifold in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord God, for restoring His vision. Father, that He shall see even more depths from Your Scripture, You shall open His eyes to in the name of Jesus. Thank You, blessed Father. We bless Your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have asked and we have prayed. Amen and amen. Before I share the grace, just an important announcement concerning the next week's picnic. If anyone requires transport, it's being arranged from Bethel. Please get in touch with the organizers or with Pastor Francis concerning the transport arrangements. Please let not that deter you from joining. Transport is being arranged, but we'll need names, so please reach out. You have to come to the church car park at 7:30. For those who do not have transport, please come to the church car park here at 7:30. All right? The Lord shall help us in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace. And now, May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And all God's saints say, Amen. Amen.